Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, we now hand over to Professor Adrian Puren, Acting Executive Director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, for our daily COVID update.
Good afternoon. This is your COVID-19 report for the 21st of December 2021. All results are from the previous 24 hours. My name is Adrian Puren from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. 15,465 cases were identified by PCR. This is a 32% increase in new cases compared to the 7 days prior. The average increase is a 22% increase on the daily rate. There are thus 207,213 active cases. The fourth wave is present in all provinces, and as you know, there was heterogeneity when the fourth wave began in the different provinces. Gauteng has peaked in terms of the numbers of cases, and there's now a definite decline in the numbers reported. KZN had the highest numbers of reported cases. This was 26% of cases. That was 4,135. The incidence at 10 to the 5 was 229 for KZN. Gauteng province had 23% of the cases. That's 3,852 cases. And the incidence was 356 per 10 to the 5. Western Cape had 18% of the cases. That's 2,845. That's 267 cases per 10 to the 5. Nationally, there was a 58.5% increase in hospitalizations compared to the previous 7 days. There are currently 7,951 admissions. 9.5% of the beds in ICU are now occupied by COVID-19 patients. In terms of the positivity rate, the Free State had a positivity rate of 40%, Eastern Cape 40%, KZN at 37.5%, Limpopo 35.9%, Mpumalanga 34.9%, Northern Cape 33%, Western Cape 31%, Northern Cape 30%, and Gauteng 22.5%. Please note that these are positivity rates. However, we do not know the nature of the testing in terms of who presents to the testing. Nevertheless, this does show high rates of positivity, but with a decline in the case of Gauteng province. Currently in South Africa, 44% of the adult population are fully vaccinated. We recommend that all South African adults above the age of 18 should be vaccinated, in particular the age groups 50 and above and those with comorbidities. Always to wear your mask, wear it properly, be in ventilated areas in small groups rather than in closed rooms and unventilated areas. Thank you.